Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think that's it, Joe.
John and I are talking golf here. What do you?
I know you are, and you're talking winter meetings, and you're talking baseball and an insane amount of money.
John Turgeon, from partner at Cohn Reznick, is with us, and we were talking Cohn Reznick involved with Major League Baseball.
That's new. About a year ago, we signed up to be a sponsor of their winter meetings, and then from there, launched into a three-year relationship with them. So we're out there right now hosting the co-hosting the winter Major League Baseball meetings. Fantastic. I wish I could be there.
Yeah.
As much as you love being with us.
Glastonbury's beautiful, but San Diego would be pretty nice about this time of year.
Yeah, you wouldn't be seeing any of this out the window. No,
not at all.
God. Why did you guys get involved with baseball? Just for the exposure?
Well, part of it was exposure, right? So we looked at different things of what we could do to continue to extend the name. Our business has been around, right, for over 100 years, but the name is only about 8 or 9 years old, and so we wanted to create something like that.
Was it a
merger? That's right.
Okay.
So we looked at it. We looked at some golf. We looked at some other sports. We found out there was this really unique opportunity to get involved with Major League Baseball by starting with the winter meetings,
right.
And so we dove in, and it's been great ever since. I was just explaining to Joe just a minute ago that we actually have 5 or 6 video clips that we've linked the business of baseball back to what the things that we do in every day helping solve.
ConResnick.com?
You can go to ConResnick.com. Thank you very
nice.
Much for the
That's
plug.
Good.
I like that.
Look at
well,
you.
You're going to come to work for us.
Well, I'm on it now. No, you don't want to. You can handle money.
No, you want money handled the right way.
Yeah, you don't want
the right way. Ray asked you, John, about the involvement with baseball. Why the WTIC Holiday Store for the Salvation Army?
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, well, listen, it's been a very important organization that we've worked with for a number of years. Part of our sector, so we service a number of different industries, but it's been the not-for-profit sector. We have over 200 not-for-profit clients that we work with, of which is the Salvation
Excellent.
Army.
That's awesome.
And so not only do we want to have that relationship, but the opportunity to work with them every year with the Angel Tree. Tomorrow, being picked up at our office, is probably over 125 gifts or actually angels that our staff members have fulfilled in terms of building out
wishes.
Wow. And as everybody knows, we're not buying presents, we're not buying gifts, we're creating smiles, we're creating memories, we're creating warmth on Christmas Day. It's just a big part of what our history and heritage is all about.
And this is a professional service kind of business-oriented thing. But look at that. You're getting all warm and cuddly about this thing.
Well, listen, I'm going to go back to we started in 1919. Julius Cohn, our founder,
right.
He used to say, listen, if you take care of your community first, everything else will take care of itself. And
there it
is. He perpetrated that message when he was alive and when the firm was really young. And obviously we've continued to go through with what we do every single day.
Well, and it's important. John, when you're out in the community like Cohn Reznick is and being so involved with so many different things, that you are out there because people see that.
Yes.
And I know you do it because your organization does a lot of great work and as you said, helping with charities and stuff. But it influences people because they see what you're doing and they know you're involved locally, that you're not just a big national corporation.
Right.
Oh, listen, it's a momentum that we want every one of our people, as soon as they walk in the door, to think about, to say, how can I perpetuate that? Every year, this time of year, it was actually about 3 or 4 weeks ago, we put a little extra pay in everybody's paycheck with the understanding that we want them to take that either individually, combine it with their own resources, and do something good in the community, maybe get together with their peers in the office or friends at home and say, how can we power this up and do something
what
much
a great,
more elaborate?
What a great idea.
Do you know how they've done? Have they done all right with that?
Oh, it's been fantastic. We call it our Pay It Forward program. I know we stole that name from a TV show.
Nobody cares.
Or, excuse me, a movie.
Nobody
but
cares.
But the idea was that we wanted our folks to be thinking about that. And we do it at that particular time of year. And then, of course, throughout, each and every one of us are deeply involved in charitable organizations where we're always trying to give back. We're in a better spot than so many folks. How can we take that and extend that out into our communities is what we want to be able to do.
You know, increasingly, I've seen a lot of corporations, particularly bigger ones, and you're not small. You're the 11th largest public accounting firm in the
nation. That's right. Thank you.
And your office is in Hartford, but you're also in New York and
yes.
on Mars. I mean, you're just about everywhere.
It's hard to get to that Mars office.
No, we're working on that. Yes, thank you.
We're sending you to Mars. Oh, God, will you pay expenses? Okay. So anyway, but the thing is more and more, like UTC, for example, one of the sponsors here, they're knee-deep in community service.
Yes.
And so are you. And a lot of big firms do that now.
Oh.
Small firms do it.
If you're not, you're missing out on two things. You're missing out on the great value you could provide to your communities, which makes us all better. And secondly, it's just, as I said before, it's about teaching those principles. We have to continue to do that. We want our folks not just when we do our Pay It Forward program, when we do what we have our Cohn-Resnick Cares Week during the summer, where we go out and we adopt four or five different organizations to help on those individual days. We want every single day people to be getting up and thinking about that one difference that they can make. Because it's the right thing to do. Now, by the way,
yes, sir.
We learn good things as people going through this. I've been in the profession almost 40 years, and every time I did something,
did you
I
start
learned
when you were
something
12?
About my. I was 12. I wish.
He had a little booth in his front yard.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Well, you know what? It looks like it.
But that was the whole thing. You learn what you could do, what you couldn't do, and a little bit more about what you could help. This is about Cohn-Resnick, my family and I have done that ourselves in our own community as well. And it's great because I have two young daughters, as I told you both before, 24 and 30. Wonderful. But they have that community spirit drive as well.
Well, they got that from you and your wife.
I'll take a little of the credit. Yeah, a lot of it will go to my wife.
And by the way, they're still here in the state, which I think is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, no for sale signs in my house.
Good.
That's
I'm
excellent.
Not leaving.
Jack Turgeon with his partner at Cohn-Resnick, who's one of our silver level sponsors. So obviously, not to continue to suck up to you. But because I want to go to the winter meetings next year. But
at your expense.
At your expense. But you got into the business at a young age. Are as many people getting in, as many people want to get into your business now as
into the,
as when
into
you
the
did?
Accounting and consulting profession?
It's a
very attractive business. It's one of those places where you think about what can you do today to learn about business, to add value. We have permission, if we're auditors, if we're working in that capacity, we have permission to learn so much about what's going on in that particular business, ask just about any question we need to, look at books and records, tour facilities and plants. And so that's an exciting thing. I can create a course for you to go through that
every
as
day.
A college, you'd want to go do that. But then it's also with that mindset, be able to say, well, how can I make that business a little bit better? And then you get into our advisory practice, which has grown tremendously. I would say most importantly over the last 10 years. Today you hear words like cybersecurity, that is data privacy, things that are important to us as individuals, but certainly as important as businesses. We spend a lot of time in that space, and I could go down the list of services in that area.
Just career corner. Let's do that for a minute.
Yeah.
The fact is, if I wanted to come to work for you, hey, I've got no police record, stuff like that, but, do you need a
degree? None that you're admitting to.
Okay. Do you need a degree in accounting,
yes.
degree in business? What do you need?
You need an accounting degree in general, right, for the accounting and tax practice. So that's actually usually about now a five-year degree because you need some extra education requirements to then ultimately sit for the CPA exam. But what we also hire, Ray, is you don't have to have an accounting degree to do a lot of the work that's on our advisory services practice.
Okay.
And that's going to be specialized skills. It can be in the area of IT, data analytics.
See, that'd be educational.
Yeah,
it is, right.
Really?
Yeah.
How many people do you have in the Hartford office?
So we have about 225
Good
people in the Hartford office,
wow.
another 25 people down in Stamford, Connecticut, and about 3,000 people across the country.
I didn't realize your office was that big here.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. No, we're very happy downtown Hartford in our Metro Center. We consolidated down there about 5 years ago this time of the year.
Well, it's nice to see people downtown.
Yes.
Businesses downtown.
We're
big.
You got a favorite restaurant.
Even though we moved 20 years ago, we think it's important.
Well, it allows for better engagement, right? So
we
were out in two beautiful places right down the street here in Glastonbury for a number of years, also in another office park in Farmington. But when we consolidated those two workforces into downtown Hartford, we gave ourselves a real good chance to be better engaged in the community, because now you walk out your building and you're up on Main Street and what have you.
Do you have a view?
I have a view of the Excel Center. So
okay.
It's not the view of the river, Ray, but it would be great.
It wouldn't be bad. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for everything that you do for the Holiday
Store
and for
being
in our community. And we'll see you at the winter meetings next year.
Yes. look for your invites.
As please. His guest. Yeah.
Well, John Turgeon, who does a great job
with
Cohn-Resnick, and obviously a big part of what we do here for the Holiday Store.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.